Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global Authors Network Radio. We are delighted to present to you Empowered to Succeed with Eileen Solomon. Be inspired to keep moving forward, even when facing barriers. Learn tools that will encourage self-reflection. Eileen will help you to discover the power of redirection. By reflecting, adapting, and moving forward, you can be empowered to succeed.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Tuesday Talk with Eileen Solomon and Miss Terry Barthol. We will be talking about today setting your goals while addressing barriers. Now, we will be looking at goal setting using the SMART system. We'll be making short-term goals. We will dive a little bit into the acronym of the SMART system, which means specific, measurable, attainable, realizable, and time-bound. We will also be discussing those barriers that sometimes stop us or hinder us from achieving our goals. So within the show, we want to be proactive and address possible habits before and come up with a strategy when we notice we are being hindered. Terry, are you on?
I'm muted.
We have Terry here. Are you live? Let me see here. There's your microphone.
Eileen?
Yes?
I see we're having a little technical difficulties. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Terry?
I can hear you.
Okay,
can you
so
hear
we're
me?
Live.
Oh,
yes.
We're live. I'm sorry. There was a mute on. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and thank you for having me today.
A pleasure having you. So I know the summer is coming to an end, sadly. Did you set any goals for this summer?
Did I set any goals? Absolutely,
yes.
I did.
Awesome.
It was
awesome.
To enjoy my summer and to write book number two.
Awesome. Now, I want to talk a little bit about goals. The goals give your life direction and boost your motivation and self-confidence. They are power tools in both personal and professional progress. Setting goals is more than simply saying you want something. It is setting direction and the action step to be taken to achieve that goal. I have five rules for setting goals. Set goals that motivate you. Now, when I say motivate, I mean make sure they are important to you and have value in you achieving them so they'll be a part of your mission. And, again, set SMART goals. Also, the most important thing is put your goals in writing. Because when you put goals in writing, you make them real and you make them tangible. So it becomes, it's no longer a dream, but it's a real tangible thing that you have on paper. And then once you have it on paper, you can make an action plan to achieving that goal. And then once you make your action plan, you need to stick with it. Now, those are my five rules for setting goals. What are some of the rules that you have that are maybe I didn't mention in the five?
Well, I'm gonna follow on that one that you mentioned, which is one of my goals, is accountability. Sometimes when we're not accountable, and we don't have a friend that makes us accountable, or writing it on paper, we don't end up doing our goals. We don't progress in it. We don't go forward in it. So I know Eileen, on my first book, you made me accountable to do the first book, which I don't think I've posted that before. I wanted to write a book a long time ago, and you're the one that made me accountable because I had to answer to you, and I was questioning, and you kept coaching me. So I thank you for that. So I agree that would be one of my goal setting and how I went about it. But during our lifetime, we were programmed to think and function in a certain way, which is usually the confines of our comfort zone. And I was in my comfort zone, so I didn't really think about pushing more forward in my goals. But to achieve my goals, I had to move beyond my comfort zone and to do that which was not comfortable. So that was my one thing in personal programming. The other is making sure that my goals were important enough and large enough that would motivate and inspire me. If my goals were easy and provide no challenge, most likely I would quit as soon as another activity comes into view. But I was passionate about my goal. It was just put on a back burner. So when you got this started in me with being a coach and coaching me, I saw the visual of what I wanted. And that was to visualize the end result, which ended up being Rocco and Coop.
Awesome.
So I worked through this process, and sometimes when you don't have a good visual of what you want in your future, it hinders your progress. Also, financially driven can be another motivation, but I find that if my goal was not driven by money, I found that it was difficult to maintain my focus because I wasn't driven only by money. I was driven by, the areas in my life that include mental, physical, spiritual, social, career, and family came into more play when I was thinking about the financial aspect. So when all of that came into play, then I was able to overcome some of my decisions to move forward, more or less. So those are my my planning and my goal setting. And I do make a lot of goals. I do sit down and write in, and I like your idea of writing this because it becomes a visual.
Yeah.
And you also need a coach to do that, and you were my coach. So thank you very much.
That's awesome. You're welcome. Now, listen, if you're listening out there, let me give you the guest call-in number because this is a dialogue. If you're listening, the call-in number is 929-477-1565. We would love to hear from you as we're having a discussion about goal setting. Now, you mentioned having an accountable partner, and that is so true because what we tend to do is procrastinate and put things off because we have no one accountable. So we can say, yes, I want to do this, I want to achieve this, but we can make up all kinds of I want to say it, excuses for not achieving our goals. We want the goal, and it's exciting. It's exciting, especially, you know, at the beginning of the year in 2018, I'm sure we had many, many goals. And it's like, wow, I'm going to do this year, and I'm going to achieve this. You know, usually by March, though, that excitement starts to fade. And it's very important when you're making goals and you set goals, you have to have your why. Why do you want to achieve a certain thing? What is your outcome? What outcome do you want? And see, when we get ready to make an excuse, we'll think about our outcome. And that's where our accountable partner comes into play, because we'll say, when we're all in our excuses and we have justified not doing it, this happened, that happened, I don't have enough time, I was tired, that accountable partner will remind you of your why.
You have a good point there.
Go ahead.
You have a good point there. And I want to also tailgate on that by saying that you should plan on, with your partner or a friend, you should plan on meeting for a weekly discussion and see how you're progressing. Absolutely.
And with me, when I wrote my book, I had an accountable partner, and that was Dolores Winston. And that's what we did. Our group is called Here to Connect. And so what we did was we met weekly, and we set a big goal, and then we set mini goals, micro goals. And not only did we set the micro goals, we set a celebration time when we achieved the micro goals. Because sometimes we get so caught up in the big picture of the goal that it seems overwhelming. But when we start celebrating the little wins, I'm setting my intentions for this week. And we say, every time I've had a successful week, I'll celebrate. It can be a cupcake, go out, go to get dinner. It could be what you say is your little celebration because you did it. And before you know it, you will be achieving that goal. Because now you're looking at this so big picture.
Right.
I'm sorry?
You're living in the goal. That's what happens
after
you do the step by step.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're enjoying the journey. And a lot of times we stress out while we're in the journey because we forget to enjoy the journey. And so Dolores and I, we made a goal to become bestsellers, and we enjoyed the journey. We celebrated the editing. We celebrated the book cover. I enjoyed having a photo shoot. Like, wow, this is awesome. And that's part of the journey. So I'm thinking about.
I think Eileen, you know, sometimes one of the barriers to goal setting is the intimidation factor. Sometimes we get intimidated because somebody else is doing this and then we're comparing. And once you get intimidated, it kind of like blocks you off. So when you lose that focus and you fail to break the journey down into small achievable steps, it just gets very intimidating if it's so huge and you don't have that accountability with a partner.
It's
a very good thing to have. So grab yourself a partner or a friend and start bouncing your ideas off of and be accountable.
It's a very good thing to have. So,
got you.
Are you there?